I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's just an all out attack. That was the topic this morning for America's Newsroom. I think I mentioned I was on there with you. I think I mentioned that earlier. But anyway, that was, I mean, and in doing the prep for that, I mean, sent all these articles, the Daily Beast, Democrats hold secret meetings amid concerns for John Fetterman's health, Democrats concerns over Fetterman's behavior, The Hill, Daily Mail, Fetterman's mom. Mama Fetterman coming out and saying her son is fine. But I think the reality is here that what we're talking about is they're trying to take down Fetterman because he's not playing their game, their woke progressive kook game anymore, because he's smart enough to figure out that the political winds have shifted and he's now going in that direction. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has fired the top officials leading the National Intelligence Council, whom whistleblowers describe as radically opposed to Trump, and has moved the agency to the office of the Director of National Intelligence to ensure she can block any politicization of intelligence. Gabbard fired Mike Collins, who was serving as the acting chair of the National Intelligence Council, along with his deputy, Maria Langen Rykoff. This all happened a short time ago. Collins also has whistleblower complaints against him for political bias and deliberately undermining the incoming Trump administration, officials said. He was closely associated with Mike Morrell. You remember Mike Morrell, the former deputy director of the CIA. He was the guy who was behind the Hunter Biden laptop letter. That's right. That Mike Morrell. That Mike Morrell came out, of course, in helped write that letter that claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, and then worked to get the signatures of the 51 former ex-intelligence deep state hacks. As for Langen Rykoff, officials said she has been a key advocate for diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and is someone who whistleblowers allege is radically opposed to Trump. If you're radically opposed to the president, I don't care what party you're in, get out. Get out of government. Don't work for the guy. Or run for Congress and try to stop him. But don't try to undermine him from within the executive branch of government. You have every right to oppose the president. And if you do, there are ways to do it. But working for him and undermining him is not how you achieve that. And I'm not going to buy this whole, you're there to save democracy. Give me a freaking break. Gabbard is moving the National Intelligence Council from the CIA to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to directly hold accountable any improper action and politicization of intelligence. Many intel community leakers are career bureaucrats that are entrenched in Washington politics. It takes time to weed them out and fire them. The plans to eliminate non-essential offices within the Office of the Director of National Intelligence are housing deep state leakers, and those operations to get rid of those deep state leakers are underway. A CIA official told Fox News Digital on Tuesday, the National Intelligence Council has always been a DNI component. It makes sense for them to be physically located at DNI. But you know what Gabbard is trying to do here, right? I mean, she's trying to get rid of the people in the deep state who are directly undermining the president of the United States of America. And they have a lot of power over the American people. They have a lot of people. So a lot of power over people. Gabbard has referred three intelligence community professionals to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution over alleged leaks of classified information. An ODNI official at the time said that the intelligence community professionals allegedly leaked classified information to the Washington Post and the New York Times. I mean, it's not okay. Quote, politicization of our intelligence and leaking classified information puts our nation's security at risk and must end, Gabbard told Fox News Digital in April. Those who leak classified information will be found and held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Good. Excellent. Senior intelligence official told Fox News Digital Tuesday at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence investigating 12 other intelligence officials over alleged leaks of classified information. For example, officials told Fox News Digital that ODNI fired two bureaucrats in early May who say they leaked information from an assessment about the violent Trende Aragua gang to the Times. Officials said those bureaucrats were CIA detailees who were fired for not following proper procedures. In April, Tulsi Gabbard established a task force to restore transparency and accountability in the intelligence community. It's called DIG, the Director's Initiative Group, which started by investigating weaponization within the intelligence community. Bravo! Excellent. This is good. This is what we need. This is exactly what we need. So I'm really, really excited about this. We know that our intelligence community has been weaponized. We know that I've told you this many, many years. What the definition of a police state is when the government, its law enforcement, its national security function becomes weaponized and is used for political purposes. That's when it's done. You're no longer a republic. You are a police state. And that's what we've watched happen to this country. And now it's time to undo all of that. And this is a great first step to doing so. This group, DIG, the Director's Initiative Group, will work to root out the politicization and expose unauthorized disclosure of classified intelligence. In addition, it will work to declassify information that serves a public interest. Tulsi Gabbard has also held to account employees who participated in sexually explicit National Security Agency chat rooms and is pursuing action against those who have made unauthorized leaks of classified information within the intelligence community. All the while, officials have complained about the holdup in confirming intelligence nominees, which they say are essential to enacting the Trump agenda. All the while, ODNI is without its nominees for Principal Deputy Director of National Intelligence, National Counterterrorism Center, National Counterintelligence and Security Center, Intelligence Inspector General, and General Counsel, among others. Well, they'll work all that out and they'll get the right people in there. The most important thing for me is getting the right people in there. I'm not really worried about those vacancies at the moment. I just want the right people in there. Oh, hey, Trump effect. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer calling out the UK for its open borders. You know, the so much of Europe has changed, lost its culture, and you go to countries in Europe now, it's not like you're going to that country anymore because the identity, the character of that country is gone. So if you really want to experience it, you have to go to a pavilion in Epcot. You know, if you really want to experience France, you got to go to the French pavilion. It's a damn shame what's happened. And at one point, that was racist to say that. I never understood why. Culture is an important thing. We were told to respect diverse cultures, but then we were also told that everybody had to just merge all their cultures, and you can't have cultural identity anymore. And if you want cultural identity and heritage, then you're somehow racist. Ridiculous. Here's the UK Prime Minister, Cut 26.
Let me put it this way. Nations depend on rules, fair rules. Sometimes they're written down. Often they're not. But either way, they give shape to our values, guide us towards our rights, of course, but also our responsibilities, the obligations we owe to each other. Now, in a diverse nation like ours, and I celebrate that, these rules become even more important. Without them, we risk becoming an island of strangers. Not a nation that walks forward together. So when you have an immigration system that seems almost designed to permit abuse, that encourages some businesses to bring in lower paid workers rather than invest in our young people, or simply one that is sold by politicians to the British people on an entirely false premise, then you're not championing growth. You're not championing justice. Or however else people defend the status quo. You're actually contributing to the forces that are slowly pulling our country apart. So yes, I believe in this. I believe we need to reduce immigration significantly. That's why some of the policies in this white paper go back nearly 3 years. Why I told the Labour Party conference, taking back control is a Labour argument. And why, most importantly of all, inward migration is already falling with this government.
Oh, good. I mean, that's what you got to do. And I'm glad to see he's brave enough to say it. The Pope's brother was on with Piers Morgan. He says that he served on the same Navy ship as Steve Bannon, and his brother won't be a very liberal Pope. That's good news. This is Pope Leo's oldest brother, Louis. Louis the brother. Brother Louis. Cut 27.
What, before we came on, I heard your little interview there with Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Now, I know Steve Bannon. I don't know if he knows me, but we served together on the same ship in the Navy.
Really?
And I know what he was like. Yeah, yeah. So I keep trying to get him to come to our reunions, but I don't get a response. He probably doesn't remember me.
That's fascinating. Well, he was very disappointed because he thinks that your brother is going to turn out to be a very liberal pope following on from Francis, who we had obviously a great relationship with. I mean, what's your response to that? Do you think he's going to be a very liberal pope?
No, I do not. I don't think he's going to roll back the changes that Francis made. I think he's going to, here we are, let's continue down this path. Now, I don't see my brother, and we were growing up, he wasn't like super political. He's not left, he's not right. He looks at the whole scene, takes information from both sides, and somehow finds a way to go down the middle and not ruffle too many feathers.
Pope also said the Pope's brother said he's a MAGA guy, but he's going to be mindful about posting critical memes now that his brother is literally the Pope. That's good. And what can I tell you? I mean, I am just happy America has a Pope. I think it's going to work out well. I do. I think it's going to work out well for us. Big news. Pete Rose, lifetime ban, gone, eligible for the Hall of Fame. Good stuff. Let's talk about the Democrat Civil War. Let's talk about all of it. But first, Dr. Mike Veneria, what are you waiting for? If you have not made an appointment to see him, we are already now in the middle of May. You got to see a dentist at least twice a year. And Dr. Mike is the best. Mama Zioli discovered him for our family over several years ago. Now the entire Zioli family goes to see him. And for over 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers. So what are you waiting for? If you need complicated dental work, say you need a dental implant, for example, whatever the work is, Dr. Mike Veneria will get it done for you and your smile will look beautiful. Plus, you're going to find that everybody in the office is caring, great people who are there, and there's two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both right over the bridge, easy to get to. So make your appointment today. Get a free dental implant consultation from the master of dental implants himself, Dr. Mike Veneria. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You gotta love the New York Times, don't you? I mean, really, that pathetic newspaper. The article, How Joe Biden Handed the Presidency to Donald Trump. See... As the Democrats now have all these books coming out about how Joe Biden was needing a wheelchair and he was losing his mind and all the things we knew were true, they realize now how the Democrat base was completely betrayed by these people. Completely betrayed. I mean, you think about it in your own life, right? If you have somebody who you're close to and that person betrays you, trust is broken. It's very, very difficult to rebuild. The Democrat Party was told by their masters, the people that run everything, the elites, the elders, the superdelegates, that Joe Biden was fine, and not to believe people like me, you know, and people like you and other people who said that Joe Biden was in very, very bad shape. So now all these books are coming out and people like Jake Tapper writing them saying, you know what, Biden's physician said he needed a wheelchair. And it's F Joe Biden this and F Joe Biden that, and David Plouffe and all the Obama people are all blaming him because they say he stayed in the race too long, which did, obviously. But it wouldn't have mattered whether he got out 6 months before Kamala Harris got in or a year before. The point is, she was a terrible candidate and the Democrat Party had no choice but to have Kamala Harris as their candidate. They were not given a choice. There was no primary. There was no convention. There was, I mean, there was a convention, but it was a show. It was a Hollywood show produced with celebrities and Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and Oprah. But the grassroots Democrats had no say in the matter. No, it wouldn't have mattered if Joe Biden got out in January versus June or August, whenever he got out. It wouldn't have mattered. July, I guess. She was a bad candidate, and they should have picked someone else. And maybe they would have if they were given the choice, the chance, the ability to possibly maybe do that. Maybe that another fraud like Gavin Newsom would have emerged and pretend that he was a moderate, and maybe there wouldn't have been time to figure out how disastrous his record is. But years ago, I remember this 2 years ago when they were auditioning Jimmy Failla for the Saturday Night Show, and he was given his first opportunity to host. He called me up. I was on the first panel. It was me, him, Tudor Dixon, and Shuni Choi, who's a comedian who at the time was like banned from she was canceled because she made a joke about the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. Remember that? Oh, I think the people in Malaysia wanted to kill her or something. Like the government issued a she was supposed to be executed or something. Anyway, it was a much different show back then. There was a couch. Three of us sat on the couch. He was just going through the audition. But I remember that night because Tudor Dixon, who had run for governor of Michigan, she's terrific. And we talked about the Kamala Harris problem and how the Democrats can't just get rid of her for another just boring white guy. Because you have to understand, they see the world through the lens of that. Everything they do is through the lens of race and color and gender and blah, 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 your orientation. And there was no way they were ever going to just push aside Kamala Harris. It wasn't going to happen. They needed to give her a soft landing. They needed to give her a Supreme Court seat, something to get her out of the way. And if you had had an open primary, in other words, if Joe Biden had announced in, say, 2023 that he was not going to run again and allowed the Democrat Party to have an open primary, then maybe somebody would have beat her fair and square in a primary. But this Democrat Party does not want to allow that to occur. They want to control the entire process. They can't risk somebody going rogue. They can't risk a renegade getting in there. And that's why I've said multiple times the Democrats would rather lose with somebody that they can control than win with somebody they can't, bottom line. It's the bottom line. And as all these stories come out now and everybody's trashing Joe Biden, and you got the New Yorker Daily. I'm sorry, I said the New York Times, but he totally blanked us. Biden cost Democrats a 2024 race, party insiders tell Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson. How Joe Biden handed the presidency to Donald Trump. Joe Biden didn't hand the presidency to Donald Trump. The Democrat establishment picked Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump ran a great campaign, and he beat her fair and square, and beat her because he ran a terrific campaign run by Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita, and he was right on message and right on point, and Kamala Harris was terrible. At a fateful event last summer, Barack Obama, George Clooney, and others were stunned by Biden's weakness and confusion. Why did he and his advisors decide to conceal his condition from the Republican campaign for re-election? Huh? We all saw it with our eyes. Jake Tapper saw it himself. The problem is that he lied. Let's do a flashback for you. As recently as 2024, Jake Tapper was dismissing Joe Biden's decline as a stutter when he was talking to Lara Trump about this. You remember this clip? We played it before on the show, but take another listen. Go ahead.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
It's very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
President Biden embraces his stutter, talking about it, while Trump mocks it, exaggerates it, belittles it. He's sharp physically. I mean, mentally.
Yeah.
I think the question is physically, right?
Right.
More so?
Right.
Right. And the guy who's his chief opponent is only 3 or 4 years younger than him.
Exactly.
I mean, you have questioned President Biden's age, mental fitness, ability to lead. Of those supporting Biden, you said, quote, shame on all of you pretending everything is okay. You're leading us and him into a disaster. Do you worry that you damaged him at all? I don't doubt that you got hugs and handshakes behind closed doors today. And
that was the Democrat congressman who was running against him in the primary. Because again, the primary was controlled and fixed. And you see how Jake Tapper's nasty and angry at him? It's like, how dare you run against Joe Biden? How dare the Democrat Party have an open primary, a fair process to allow a challenger like this congressman to be able to run? Dean Phillips, who ended his campaign because the establishment did not give him the ability to actually fairly compete. And Jake Tapper's like lecturing him.
And maybe even publicly, some of them, because they like you personally. But I've heard a lot of really nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues. Sure. I mean, just like, what is he thinking? Exercise in narcissism. I mean, false claims to the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's mental fitness and acuity. He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible, but I don't understand the outrage. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping, unquote. The Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here.
Now, this entire time, with his snark, right? His snarky, you know, mock. The Wall Street Journal's owned by the Murdochs and blah, blah, blah. You know, at no point is he even open to the possibility that Joe Biden was mentally gone. You know why? Because he didn't. It wasn't about missing the story. He was part of the cover up. Now he's writing a book about it and hopes people buy it. But he's the guy that orchestrated the cover-up. It's like somebody stealing your car and then trying to sell it back to you. That's what this is all about. This guy was part of the cover-up. Now he wants you to pay him money to read a book about the cover-up that he helped cover up. Give me a freaking break. This is a great compilation by Tom Elliott at Grabian, by the way.
The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one going on the record. They do note in the article that most of the criticism comes from Republicans. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
The Russians are trying to do to make us and the public not trust our election integrity. Joe Biden has dementia, all this stuff.
President Biden's decline, its cover-up, and his disastrous choice to run again by Jake Tapper. I stole your car, now let me sell it back to you. Would you buy your own car back after I stole it? Oh, and by the way, I stole it and I also stripped the parts too. But here, let me sell it to you. He was literally part of the operation to control anyone believing that Joe Biden was cognitively declined. He was part of this. He was one of the leaders in this. And so when you look at all this, and you think about people like Amy Klobuchar and Meet the Press, and in 2025, this is Western Lensman put this together, Klobuchar says Dems would have been served better by a primary in 2024. But back in February 2024, Klobuchar vigorously defended Biden's mental fitness and ability to serve a second term by saying, I'm a believer in President Biden. With books set to unleash on Biden and the cognitive decline cover-up, Dems are now throwing Biden under the bus and attempting to rewrite the parts they played in it.
Would the party have had a better chance of winning in 2024 had President Biden dropped out sooner?
You know, everything we look at in a rearview mirror after you lose an election, yes, we would have been served better by a primary. But we are where we are. We're not on the History Channel right now.
You know, concerns have been growing for quite some time within your party about President Biden's ability to win a second term. The latest person to express this, Ezra Klein of the New York Times, who said this week, quote, he is not up for this. Senator, what is your reaction to that stark assessment?
My reaction is, as someone who ran against Joe Biden, as someone who has spent significant amount of time with Joe Biden, that he is up for this job. And I was with the president for over an hour and talked about so many things, domestic, international. He was focused. His recall was good.
Do you think it's time to pass the torch?
Again, I'm a believer in President Biden.
I'm a believer in President Biden. I'm a believer in President Biden. I mean, what a joke, right? What a joke. But this is where we are. You know, this is where we are right now. A party that is in shambles with the civil war going on and trying to find its way. And journalists who didn't miss the story, who deliberately were part of the cover-up, now trying to profit off the very cover-up that they were part of. It's a joke. And the pile-on by the corporate media going out there, and no question about it, going out there and just trashing Biden now, when they were part of this, shows you exactly how these people are completely and utterly shameless. It's just shameless. That's what it is. All right, more to come on this. Stephen Colbert becomes the latest, quote-unquote, comedy show to fawn over the antics of Jasmine Crockett. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make sure Dr. Mike is your choice, because he is the absolute best of the best there is. We got a lot more to come on the show today. Don't go away.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So revelations are that Joe Biden, they thought he needed a wheelchair. He lost his friggin' mind. This is a cover-up. All this is coming out. I'm certainly not going to give any money to buy this book. But now the Democrat Party is trying to look towards the future. All right, what do they do now? Here in our neck of the woods, you got this guy, Malcolm Kenyatta. He's a progressive, radical, lefty Marxist. He was just thrown out of the leadership of the Democrat Party along with David Hogg. Democrats in Pennsylvania are trying to kill John Fetterman, literally trying to kill him, take him out, because Fetterman has realized now that in order to have a future in Pennsylvania politics, he needs to get on board with issues that are fundamental to Trump voters. Because really, this is what we talked about this morning on America Reports on Fox News. Did I mention I was on there? I think I did, right? Yes. Okay. This is what we talked about. I said, I think Fetterman is looking just at the politics of this. I mean, at one time he ran as Bernie Sanders, and now he's running as the guy who's the middle of the road kind of Trumpian Democrat. This is a Harvard-educated guy. He's not a dummy. He's not a dummy. I just don't believe this is really authentic. I just think he's a politician. He's a politician who's figured out that the landscape in Pennsylvania has changed, and he wants to work across the aisle. He wants to reach across the aisle. It's a state that it's a state that leans red. I think could fully be red in the very, very near future. So it's not that complicated when you think about it. Why Democrats want to get rid of him? It's because he's doing the same thing Kyrsten Sinema did when she realized the writing on the wall in her state. The same thing Joe Manchin did when he saw the writing on the wall in his state. When they see the writing on the wall and they adjust politically, that's what politicians often do. They change with the winds. I mean, this is why people can't stand politicians, right? I mean, this is one of the reasons why people are like, I can't stand these people. So looking at that and thinking of that, then you understand just in Pennsylvania how you've got this guy, Malcolm Kenyatta, who's this local state senator. He represents Philly, and he and David Hogg were going to run the DNC and go after the establishment, go after the incumbents who they felt were not progressive enough, and they got whacked. Because, again, the Democrat Party are a bunch of control freaks, and they want to control everything. Their future is made up of people like Jasmine Crockett and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Gavin Newsom, who's doing a 180 on everything Gavin Newsom once stood for. So here's Jasmine Crockett on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, getting the A-lister treatment by fake comedian, extension arm of MSNBC, Stephen Colbert. Okay? CBS Late Show. What a shame. How this show has, but I mean, all these late night shows, but from what they once were back in the day. I mean, even when Letterman was there, Letterman was not a, in any way, on our side of the political aisle, but the show was at least still a comedy show. He had his occasional moments, but the show was still a comedy show. Every night on these shows, it's pounding the message of the left. There's no wonder why you can't view them as anything other than just partisan extensions of MSNBC. Anyway, here's them fawning over Jasmine Crockett.
How did you...
They're gushing over a clip of her...
Or when...
Screaming at a hearing.
How did that idea come to you, the game Trump or trans?
Well, first of all, I needed to keep it simple.
So that helps with the message.
Especially when I'm trying to send a message to him. Got to keep it very simple.
What a crowd.
You know, this was a Doge hearing, and so the Doge subcommittee is also headed.
This is where she played that game, Trump or trans. Who's at fault here, Trump or trans? You remember that dumb game that she played? I just think, I think as this party searches for its future, there doesn't seem to be a silver lining for them in any way, shape, or form. Oh, you know, the Club for Growth put out an ad for John Fetterman. And you know what? Let me. We have that? Yeah. So.
John Fetterman's not afraid to stand out.
He has bucked his party on many different occasions.
Because he's standing up for every working family in PA.
I am not just the senator for Democrats in Pennsylvania. I am the senator for everyone in Pennsylvania.
And everyone in Pennsylvania will benefit if Fetterman helps extend and expand Trump's tax cuts, stopping the largest tax increase in history. Tell him, keep fighting for PA. Extend and expand Trump's tax cuts.
The Club for Growth put that out. And of course, immediately Democrats jumped on that and said, you see, I told you, John Fetterman is not the same. He's got to be sick. He's got to be mentally ill. He's got his depression and blah, 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 blah. It really is amazing to me where, you know, where we are. But then there's AOC, right? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the leader of the squad, the squatty. She's out there saying, hey, you better not come at us and arrest us. If anyone's breaking the law on this, it's not members of Congress. It is the administration for arresting them.
Breaking the law in this situation, it's not members of Congress. It's the Department of Homeland Security. It's people like Tom Homan and Secretary Kristi Noem. You lay a finger on someone, on Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, on Representative or any of the representatives that were there, you lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem.
Whoa.
AOC issues an ominous warning. And it is an ominous warning, saying they'll be held to pay if Democrats are arrested for body ramming ICE agents to enter a facility housing illegal aliens. According to ICE and according to DHS, the lawmakers were granted access once they formally asked and reported the facility was up to standard. And then, of course, they were given a soda. You remember that, right? They were given a soda because soda kills. And they clearly wanted these people to die a slow death. Not a quick death, because soda doesn't kill you quickly, of course. But no, that's what they said, right? They said that they got a soda out of this, and that's what happened, and we were given a soda. It's my favorite thing.
They took us on a tour, offered us a soda in the midst of doing this, never apologized or said anything about the confrontation and the chaos that they caused outside. But we were able to get in, speak to detainees, check out the facilities, and, you know, make sure everything was okay there.
And it was. And she got a soda. Did you get a refill, though? Did you get a refill? That's what I want to know. You see, when I was a kid, Papa Zioli was very, very clear about we did not get refills if we got drink. You know, nowadays, a lot more places do free refills. But when I was a kid, if we were going to get a special drink, then you got one. You know what I mean? You didn't get more than one. You got one. There was no refill. No free refill for you. If you had to pay for it, the Papa Zioli was not. So I don't know. I mean, was it one soda? Did you get a snack with the soda or not? It's terrible, cruel. And you notice how they didn't say they saw people dying. They saw people who were malnourished. They saw people who were being tortured. None of that. None of that. There was none of that that happened. It was all completely 100%. We got a tour and a soda. And everything was fine. But that guy, Ross Baraka, I mean, he loves the fact that he got arrested. He does. He loves it. He's so happy about this. As now Donald Trump has endorsed Jack Chiarelli for the Republican nomination for president, and Ross Baraka has gotten arrested by the Trump administration, you could argue that Trump endorsed him for the Democrat nominee for president. It's a joke, but it kind of is, you know. And as the Democrats try to figure this path out, James Carville, well, he's got a whole list of things that the Democrats need to stop saying. An entire list of words the Democrats need to stop saying, all right? Like oligarch and other things. He said, who in the blank knows what an oligarch is? And don't use words like intersectionality. I was listening to an NPR panel talking about intersectionality. I literally thought they would kind of go overboard in ecstasy on the radio. No one uses the term intersectionality except for NPR. I don't even know what intersectionality means. I really don't. You know what I mean? I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out. I could look it up, but I don't care enough to look it up. You know what I mean? Like I just don't really have the mindset to look it up. So intersectionality. But no, it's funny to me as these new books to detail Biden's mental and physical decline. They're going to keep doing this as long as they possibly can. And they lied to us, they gaslit us, you know. Joe Scarborough saying this is the best version of Joe Biden, and F you if you don't like it. Remember that? F you if you don't like it. So that's who these people are. They are people who love to gaslight us, and they have been doing so for a very, very long time. And that's where they are. So, No, that's true. Yeah, Malcolm Kenyatta, I should mention that. There is a clip of him blasting the Trump administration for arresting these Democrats. This is the senator from Philadelphia blasting them, raging against Trump.
So I have to start by saying that tonight I'm angry. If you all have not seen the most recent news today in New Jersey, the Trump administration illegally arrested the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka. And I want to be clear about the facts of why they arrested the mayor of one of the largest cities in this country. Outside of an ICE detention facility, he was peacefully protesting and speaking up for his constituents and his neighbors. He wasn't inciting an insurrection. He wasn't lying about the results of an election. He wasn't spewing conspiracy.
All right, that's it. This is all I can take. He's now out. This guy is out as the Democrat vice chair, co-chair, whatever. He and David Hogg, the two of them. David Hogg's getting all the attention, but this guy's out too. And again, remember what they did to Bernie Sanders. I mean, they stopped Bernie's movement in 2016. They stopped Bernie's movement in 2020. You could argue they stopped Bernie's movement in 2024. You know, they just ran out the clock until Bernie would be too old and they'd have to worry about him anymore. AOC's trying to pick up the mantle. The Democrat establishment is never going to allow people that will buck the system. It's get in line and be good. That's it. And shut up and sit down. And that's how they are. That's how these people are. So that's where it's going to be. You know what I mean? It's going to be like that for a very, very long time with these people. But to listen to Jake Tapper and his nonsense. Jake Tapper, the guy who covered this up, the architect of the cover-up, explain this.
I'm curious about what his advisors were saying at the time, as you look at this, as you reported out this book.
So the White House physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, was telling White House aides that President Biden's deterioration of his spine, the degeneration, was so significant that if he fell one more time, that he might have to be in a wheelchair and serve in a wheelchair for his second term. But everybody pushed off the notion that he use a wheelchair until after the election. This is all part of a larger whole where the Biden White House tried to hide the extent of his deterioration, both physical and cognitive, as much as possible. In fact, as we all saw, as his shuffling gait got worse and worse from 2003 to 2004, they started putting aids around him as he walked to Marine One, the helicopter, that was to kind of hide from public view how bad his gait was, how bad his walking was.
Did you report any of that, Jake? Did you report on that back then? Or no, you didn't. Did you? No. You went out there and told everybody that it was rude and mean to suggest these things about him. Remember?
His shuffling, and also in case he stumbled again, to make sure somebody was there. And this is just of a piece of an overall campaign to try to conceal from the American people the extent to which the president was really struggling to do his job.
You're struggling to be a journalist. And it's disgraceful, in my opinion. You are a fraud. I don't care if you're from this area or not. You're a fraud. Total fraud. Stole my car, and now you're trying to sell it back to me after you stripped the parts. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. See you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.